Hey, what do you call a cow with a twitch? Beef jerky. In Canada, we got a whole bunch of jerks running the country. Let me tell you about the self-proclaimed feminist prime minister. He's interested only in photo ops and question ducking instead of really showing all of his character. Thank goodness for that. We are saved now, the Democrats in the U.S. of A. They have a wish list, okay? It's a long list. It's a crazy list, but it does include rounding up guns from Americans, right? Wow. The government employees now, most of whom actually are Democrats, they can't round up 13 million illegal immigrants. How the heck are they going to round up 1 billion guns? Good luck to that, even if they passed all the laws that they think they can. The federal Liberal government in Canada, Liberal government, they now have what they're calling a Future Skills Center, which is a job training program. They've committed $250 million, $225 million to this. And the agency's goal is to help workers make informed decisions about the changing work environment. Well, it's really changing, I guess. Well, it isn't changing because the government's still doing dumb things, right? $225 million for what? I mean, I'm not understanding. This is all happening at Toronto's Ryerson University. I'm sure they're going to hire all kinds of people to do stuff. What kind of stuff? I mean, boy, oh boy, I've said it so many times, dumb as forever, but now it's kind of on steroids. I mean, what is this about? It doesn't make any sense to me. I've tried to find out. Nobody really knows, okay? A future skills center. I know what you should do in the future. You want to be forward thinking. Get a job. Contribute to your country and work on politics. Let's try to convince or show people that the left is bad. It's something you shouldn't have because this is left-wing stuff. $250 million shouldn't be spent. We don't need this. We have schools and we have our own kind of drive, or we should have. This is just kind of another semi, I don't know what, welfare program that they've attached a different name to it, and it's bad. Now, in Oregon, the state, of course, in the U.S., they're trying hard to compete with California on the dumb scale, right? And they're doing bad things. All of a sudden, they're left wing. I don't know what happened because they didn't used to be like that. There used to be some sensible politicians in Oregon, not so much anymore. And now the legislators there are proposing the voter age be lowered from 18 to 16. Well, a 16-year-old isn't responsible enough, in my humble view at least, and I don't think that they have the ability to kind of go out and shape laws. I mean, they're still kids, right? Even 18 is questionable, but I get the 18 part. If you can fight for your country, you should be able to vote. I kind of get it. 16, I'll never get it. But there's a reason they're doing this. They're not doing this to help their state. They're doing it to help their own little plan. And that plan is that they want guns taken off the street from the good guys, okay? We only want bad guys shooting at people. We don't want any return fire. Effectively, that's what they're saying. And it's all about guns. And they're saying, if we can get these guys that we show them pictures of the Sandy Hook school, and they're young enough to think, hey, that looks like me, then they're going to help us. They're going to vote with us. And then we can go out after the good guys. Their job, their mandate should be, lawmakers, to go after the bad guys, right? Too easy, I guess, and or too difficult. Pardon me, it's a low-hanging fruit thing. You got to go after the good guys because it is easier. Laws are to be broken by bad guys because that's their business, and the good guys aren't. They don't do bad things. And a 16-year-old is now going to vote to help create a law? Wow. Okay, here's a headline that I saw the other day. Maybe I helped make it up a little bit. Home invasion turned tragic. Homeowner shoots and seriously injures the invaders. The cops call the home invaders perpetrators. Their lawyers call them clients. Criminologists call them sociopaths. The newspapers call them criminals. Conservatives call them scum. Liberals call them misunderstood. And oh, when the police showed up, the bad guys went to the hospital and the homeowner got arrested and went to jail. Y'all come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.